This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Karen Yeager, Karen Yeager, date of birth 10/07/1942, date of appointment March 3, 2026, requesting physician Jonathan Waldman, Jonathan Waldman. Dear Dr. Waldman, I have the pleasure of seeing Karen Yeager today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 83-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 2/9/2026 because of the progressive weakness in the right lower extremity. She cannot flex the right leg at the hip joint. This is going on for a couple of months. She lives in the assisted living. Physical therapy is helping, and now she is walking. In the hospital, she was found lethargic, but she was responsive. There was a question of seizure. EEG done, which was normal. Her CK level and aldolase level was normal. Right now, right leg is much better. She is using walker for walking. She does not have any seizure. She is taking Dilantin and phenobarbital for seizure. Past medical history, epilepsy, spinal stenosis, difficulty walking, sciatica. Left bundle branch block, macular degeneration, overactive bladder, obesity, hypothyroidism, mixed hyperlipidemia, cardiomyopathy, chronic systolic heart failure, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, stroke, cerebral aneurysm without rupture, generalized muscle weakness, history of UTI, past surgical history, pacemaker, allergy, albuterol, bee venom, medication, Tylenol, Imidioron, Apixaban 5 mg 2 times daily, Atorvastatin 40 mg daily, Cetirizine, Colistipol, Cranberry extract, Dapagliflozin, Doxepin, Famotidine, Levothyroxine, Melatonin, Menthol, Metoprolol, Nystatin, Phenobarbital, Phenylephrine, Phenytoin Sodium, 30 mg capsule, 3 capsule per day, Secobalbital, not Secobalbital, Secobitril, Valsartan, please write in the above line, Phenobarbital 64.8 mg 2 times daily, socialist does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, lives in the nursing home, family history not available, review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having a weakness of the right leg. She has a history of seizure. Physical examination: blood pressure 110/80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present. Neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake. No aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5/5 except right hip flexor 4/5. Deep tendon reflexes 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed absent pin prick and vibratory sensation in the feet. Assessment and plan. 83-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, epilepsy. Number two, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number three, lumbar radiculopathy. Number four, history of stroke. Number five, joint pain. Number six, right leg weakness. Next paragraph. Her EEG, phenobarbital level and Dilantin level done in the hospital. History is suggestive of peripheral sensory neuropathy, plus she has a lumbar radiculopathy. Continue the physical therapy. She is improving. I will order the EMG of the lower extremities. She need to see a orthopedic doctor for her lumbar spine issue and hip problem. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.